1390 AM Radio Montréal.
For CJLO News, I'm Serena Abouljoud. On Tuesday, September 17, thousands of pagers exploded across Lebanon, killing 12 people and injuring more than 3,000, including children. A chief medical officer at the American University of Beirut Medical Center said that among 140 patients, several remain in critical conditions. Many have also lost fingers or eyes. A senior Lebanese security source told Reuters that Israel's Mossad spy agency planted explosives inside 5,000 Taiwan-made pagers. The devices were ordered by Hezbollah, a Lebanese militant group. The source also said that the pagers exploded when a coded message was sent to them, which triggered the explosives. In Lebanon, pagers are commonly used among Hezbollah fighters as a low-tech means of communication to try to evade location tracking by Israel. However, medical professionals, charity workers, teachers, and office administrators also use this device. Israel did not confirm or deny its responsibility for the attack, but Hezbollah vowed to retaliate. The next day, more explosions of handheld devices killed over 20 people and injured 450. That includes walkie-talkie radios, mobile phones, laptops, and solar power cells. The devices that exploded were bigger than pagers, which caused more severe injuries. The explosions were reported in the southern suburbs of Beirut, as well as the southern city of Sur. Several Al Jazeera correspondents witnessed cars explode. However, it has not been clarified if the explosion was caused by the car itself or something inside it. People in Lebanon have been throwing away their devices or getting them checked in shops. Hezbollah and the Lebanese government blame Israel for the explosions. However, Israel is still not commenting. On Friday, September 20, Israel struck two residential buildings in Beirut's southern suburbs, Dahye, killing 45 people, including children. Minister of Public Works and Transport, Ali Hamieh, called the bombing a war crime and said that Israel keeps dragging the country into a war. Israel's military revealed that the attack was targeted against senior members of Hezbollah's Radwan Forces unit. Lebanon's health ministry said that workers have been removing rubble for 3 days in search for many missing people and using DNA sampling to identify some of the bodies. An English correspondent for Al Jazeera reported from Beirut that the rescue operations might continue for more days. For more, follow CJLO News on Spotify.
CJLO 1690 AM, you're listening to Patch Notes. I'm your host, Eric Weider. Up next, oh my god, I am quite tired, honestly. Up next, we have an hour of alternative electronic music. It's going to be a variety of different genres, different styles. A whole eclectic mix of whatever I'm feeling at the moment. As I said earlier, if I'm being honest, I am a little tired. I am a little hungry. But I'm still here. I'm still pumped to get music through your speakers and into your ears. Not in a creepy way, I promise. Let's start off with this track by Everything But the Girl. No One Knows We're Dancing.
First up, this is Fabio. He drives here from Torino. Parking tickets litter his Fiat Cinquecento. Fiat Cinquecento. His Fiat Cinquecento. Fiat Cinquecento. Amy is the sweetest. Works weekdays in a pet shop. Mixes vodka with a cola. She knows everybody's name. Everybody's name. She knows everybody's name. Everybody's name. It's 5 p.m. on Sunday. No one knows we're dancing. Outside the sun is blinding. No one knows we're dancing. Thank you.
Like you do, not do it like you do. dive into the ultimate comic haven at Crossover Comics. Unleash your inner geek with the best selection of graphic novels, manga, games like Pokemon and Magic, in-store events, merch, and more. Our knowledgeable and friendly staff have got your back with awesome recommendations for your next read. Score big with a free account. Enjoy comic subscriptions and membership discounts. Be in on the action at 3560 Notre Dame West in St. Henry, right near Metro Lionel Blue. Crossover Comics, sharing your passions since 2012.
You're horrid, you're ghastly, and I love you true. So here are some presents I'm sending to you.
If you consider yourself a goblin, ghost, or a ghoul, then you should listen to Deadbeats on Fridays from 3 to 4 with your ghost of the most, me, Pretty Dead Boy. I play most things emo and alternative, and I promise it's just to die for.
You're the coolest little monster that ever put the spook on me.
This is
CJLO 1690 AM.
CJLO 1690 AM. I'm your host, Eric Weider. You're listening to Patch Notes, an hour of a variety of different electronic music with an alternative spin to it. So far, you heard No One Knows We're Dancing by Everything But the Girl. Following that was Crosswords by Panda Bear. And then after that was Scars by Anthony Naples. And for that last track, Scars, I have to give a special shout out to Pitchfork for highlighting albums with cool covers. I love just kind of scrolling through their website, picking something that seems kind of neat just based off the cover. And oftentimes I hit the jackpot. And in that case, I think I did as well. Cool little like ambient-y track. Yeah, one thing I need to work on, speaking of music and switching between tracks, I am always the kind of person who, you know, I want to try something even if I fail. And I think for those past few songs, definitely a case of trying too hard to make these track transitions work. You know, I'm like, oh, the BPMs match. Maybe I'll fade this track in. I'll fade the other one out. Just kind of sounded a bit muddy. Maybe it's okay just to let one track stop, let the other start. And speaking of tracks stopping and starting, I am on fire with these transitions. Up next, I'll play this new George Daniel, specifically the Gloaming remix of Go by Salute. George Daniel of the 1975 fame, who is married to Charlie XCX, really cool producer. He just started up his own label through Dirty Hit. Dirty Hit 2 specifically is the label name, or DH2. Kind of fun, like little cross-branding there. So George Daniel put out two remixes of the Salute track Go, both very different, but very, very similar in how different they are compared to the original track, which is like really bouncy, really upbeat. You'll see specifically with this Gloaming remix how kind of far he's pushed this track from what once was a very like upbeat, very energetic, electronic kind of like dance party banger to something much moodier, much more of a, you know, a tone to it, I would argue. So yeah, here is the George Daniel Gloaming remix of Go by Salute on CJLO 1690 AM. Thank you. That was a fun way to end a song. That was Holographic Sandcastles by Doldrums. Did a quick Wikipedia search while playing that track. I'm not super familiar with Doldrums, honestly. This was kind of my introduction to their music, and it turns out that they are kind of, I don't want to say protege of Grimes, but you know, Grimes kind of took them under their wing, invited them to Montreal, got a feature on one of Grimes' albums that I am blanking on at the moment. But yeah, really cool track. Kind of love how like thick it is, for lack of better word. The Grimes track was Oblivion, I believe. Yes. Was it Oblivion? No, it wasn't. Let me just straight up read from this Wikipedia. Why not? Montreal-based artist Grimes discovered Doldrums and invited him to move to Montreal in 2011. Her single Oblivion was inspired by Eric, who I believe is Doldrums, and he was featured on her album Visions. Got it. Cool. So yeah, with that little tangent over, let's move on to a new tangent. Something I wanted to bring up because it's driving me mad in a good way. This artist, Ethan P. Flynn, has like appeared everywhere in my musical life. I can't escape his music. I love it, but you know, he just keeps appearing. There's this new track by FKA Twigs, which I will play in a sec, which he helped produce. Ethan P. Flynn produces a lot for FKA Twigs, but not only that, you know, he's collaborated with Black Country New Road. He appeared on this very small artist, kind of Black Country New Road adjacent, called Sky Daddy. His newest track features Ethan P. Flynn on like choir vocals. Ethan P. Flynn was on a Jockstrap track, another great duo. And yeah, just like he's on like he does production for the Nia Archives album. And there was this like very, very niche band I discovered yesterday or the day before that only has about like 800 monthly listeners on Spotify. I was kind of looking into them and I found their Inspirations playlist. And of course, Ethan P. Flynn is on it. So I kind of have to play Ethan P. Flynn. I have no choice. First up, I'll play this FKA Twigs track, Asexua, which has, again, Ethan P. Flynn production on it. And then after that, I will play Television Show by Ethan P. Flynn as a solo artist. So without further ado, here is the new FKA Twigs track, Asexua, on CJLO 1690 AM.
Thank you. your neck to much red wine. Shouldn't be too long until I see the signs. When you tell me to leave, when I leave you behind, you stop just to think for a minute and breathe. Well, I never thought you'd really leave. I thought I saw you in the film or on the television show.
CJLO 1690 AM. If you're just tuning in now, you missed a rant about Ethan P. Flynn. A positive rant, though. I should mention, just playing his track now, Television Show. I get it. I mean, I've always got it, why he's so kind of influential, an inspiration to other artists. His way of just making songs is really cool. I love how he kind of blends his almost like folksy voice with really interesting, dynamic, very clean production. It's no wonder why FKA Twigs has him produce on a lot of her records. And again, speaking of FKA Twigs, that track Asexua is fantastic, honestly, and it's only elevated more by the music video for that track. I'd really recommend it. I honestly say just like go in blind if you haven't seen it. I have no idea how to describe what I watched, but I was impressed, honestly. And speaking of artists, I'm doing so well with these transitions today. I'm just going to take a second to admit that and, you know, let it go to my head. Let my ego expand. But yeah, speaking of artists with great music videos, Ginger Root, one of my new favorite artists who I discovered a few years ago. He just put out his third album. His newest album in 4 years. That's how you phrase it. and it's really good. Again, talking about those music videos, all the singles have had these crazy creative music videos where he's moving between Japan and LA, and they're all kind of telling a cohesive story. And he said that all the other tracks on the albums are getting music videos as well, which is a crazy proposition, but I'm obviously like super down for it. I'm really excited to see what the rest of the world of his music has in store for us. Again, this is Jinteru with Only You. And if you like this song, Jinteru will be performing in Montreal on, I believe, Sunday the 13th, sometime around then. I'm going to be there. I'm super looking forward to it. So again, here is Jinteru with Only You on CJLO 1690 AM.
Jinteru Productions, home of the one and only show we have, Overdrive Academy. Yes, sir. A long time no speak. What can I do you for?
Jinja Root Production の将来についてちょっと話したいんだが。いいかね。
Montreal, get ready for the event of the season. On September 27th, Over the Rainbow is coming to Pop Montreal. But what's a ball, you ask? A ball is a vibrant celebration of identity and self-expression, rooted in the LGBTQ+ Black and Latinx communities of 1970s New York. Walkers compete in categories like runway, realness, face, and performance, bringing their fiercest looks and moves to the floor. Now, Over the Rainbow is your chance to witness this incredible culture right here in Montreal. With DJ Cherry on the decks and Broadway keeping the energy high as your commentator, it's gonna be a night to remember. It's all happening at the historic Rialto Theater, 5723 Park Avenue. Doors open at 7:30 p.m. Whether you're voguing, spectating, or just there to celebrate, this is your night to shine. Get your tickets now at popmontreal.com. Over the Rainbow, September 27th. Don't miss out on one of the most exciting nights of the year.
Tune in to Mo Ritmo Radio for some amazing jams from the worlds of Latin American rhythmic music. Saturdays at 5 p.m. only on CJLO.
Mo Ritmo with Mr. B.
Hi, this is Chaz from Toro et Moi, and I'd rather be listening to CJLO 1690 AM in Montreal.
CJLO 1690 AM, you're listening to Patch Notes. I'm your host, Eric Weider. We have about 10 minutes left to squeeze in as much alternative electronic music as we can. But before I do that, I have to give a special shout out to Pop Montreal. They are not sponsoring me to say this, I promise. I'm just really excited for a few upcoming shows in particular. Tomorrow I'm going to see Luna Lee and Mother Tongues, which I think should be fantastic. And then I'm even more excited for Friday because CJLO is helping to present a show featuring Claire Rousey, Still Houseplants, and Zune, all artists I'm familiar with and know make excellent music, and I am so excited for that show. I played a track by Claire Rousey a few months ago without even knowing that in September she would be coming to Pop Montreal and playing with two other fantastic acts. So again, I encourage you to head to Pop Montreal's website, look up any shows that seem interesting to you, and attending them, because it's not just great value, it's a great experience. And again, I promise you, I've not been told to sponsor Pop Montreal or advertise for them. I'm just really enthusiastic. But again, yeah, that took up a few seconds of the precious time we have left. I'm going to play one new song, and then we'll go from there. Here is from the new Jamie XX album, In Waves. Here's Treat Each Other Right. I love this track and how it kind of flips and manipulates its sample throughout the runtime. Really cool, fun track. Of course, fun track by Jamie XX. So yeah, here is Treat Each Other Right on CJLO 1690 AM.
All we got to do is take each other right. All we
CJLO 1690 AM. You've been listening to Batch Notes. I've been your host, Eric Weider. I'm going to end this episode by playing a track from The Dare, the new album. What's Wrong with New York is out now, his debut album. All I'm going to say, because I don't have much time, is that, you know, sometimes The Dare is good, and sometimes he's annoying, but, you know, if you kind of turn your brain off and just enjoy it, his music's a lot of fun. Here is All Night. Again, you've been listening to CJLO 1690 AM. Take care.
Awake of the noon, put on both of my shoes, crawl right back into bed and sleep until the evening. Get on the bus, downtown to bust, skip on the fair, baby. Do you ever get the feeling that we both know we're alone, but you can't go home? When they kick us out in half an hour, there's a place I know. We could stay up late or all night. LA to New York, New York to LA. I want more than fame, hope you feel the same. All night. My house to your house, your couch to my couch. Promise it is nice, you could spend the night. All night. If you're feeling scared, know they're only tears. You will be alright.
Listening to CJLO 6.